Praise the Lord, everyone in Radio Land. It's a pleasure to be with you again on another Christ is the Answer radio program. Greetings in Jesus' name. Hello out there in the nursing homes and in the hospitals and, well, riding down the highway. Wherever you are listening to this Christ is the Answer radio program, why don't you go along with us? You know where we're going? We're on our road to Glory Land. So let's worship God together on this Christ is the Answer radio program.
Well, I'm on my way to Canaan's land.
You're listening to Christ is the Answer, coming to you from the Apostolic Church, 6th and Dakota Street, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Our mailing address is 601 Dakota Street. We'd like to hear from you this week. Just write to Christ is the Answer, 601 Dakota Street, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Come to see us. Our regular services, we welcome you to any or all of the services of the Apostolic Church. Now, friend, let's pray. You have needs? Let's pray. When you pray, believe. Ask not amiss, but ask in faith believing, because the pray believe. Ask not amiss, but ask in faith believing, because the Lord is a prayer answering God. Dear Heavenly Father, as this program goes out over the airways today, grant that men and women, boys and girls may believe, and believing, they will be receiving. Because we ask in Jesus' name, you grant unto those that hear and believe. We ask your blessings now upon the sick and afflicted. Give them faith to receive that which you promised. We ask your blessings upon those that need other things, other needs, financial, maybe domestic problems. Whatever the needs are, you know, and the individuals must know. So help them to look to you as the author and finisher of our faith. We ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Singing. We'll only believe. Hallelujah. We've got a presence of God moving in our midst. And whatever you need could be supplied right now. It don't have to be during the prayer service. It don't have to be during the altar service. It's like a telephone when you've got whoever you're talking to on the line. Right then's the time to tell them whatever you want to tell them. After the connection is broke, how many times have you been talking to someone and you say, just a minute, and they hung up just as you said it. And you were talking to a dead telephone. And there's a different sound when you've got someone live on the other end. And we've got the hookup tonight. I feel it. Praise God. I feel it. Sing it again a time or two. If you need something from God, receive it. Hallelujah. Just that plain, it's that simple. Hallelujah to God, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Friend in Radio Land, all things are possible to them that believe. Now I'm going to read to you today from the 8th chapter. That's the 8th chapter of St. John. Now, the thought for today is, he wrote on the ground. Jesus wrote on the ground. And the lesson, the story here is beautiful, actually. Listen to it. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Now listen to this. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none, but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. No, Jesus didn't tell her to go and stay in her sins, continue in her adultery. But neither did he throw stones at her, because Jesus, the Son of Man, is come to seek and to save that which is lost. And this woman needed help. She was wrong, that's true, but so were the Sadducees and the scribes and the Pharisees and the society that Jesus lived in. He came to a world of sinners. Professors and all were laden in sin, just as the scripture had said concerning the state of the world without Jesus Christ in a new birth experience. There is none good, no, not one. And here these religious hypocrites wanted to cast stones at the woman and stone her to death. It's true, this was in the law of Moses, but they were living on the brink of a new day when the God of Moses, hallelujah, when the God of the law, when the giver of the law, Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. And he's the one who gave the law to Moses and tried through all the moral laws of the Old Testament
to bring about a people that would please God. But I'm so sorry to say that none of them, that the law was weak, that is, the law of God was holy, but through the weakness of the flesh, the law was unable to do that which God wanted done in the hearts of people. Now, this woman was in the category of adultery. This is wrong in any age. It's wrong today. It was wrong in the days of Jesus. But there's other things that's wrong also. And as these people brought the woman to Jesus, not really to condemn her, because they were just as guilty of sin as she was. Maybe not adultery, and again, maybe so. They were guilty of breaking the law of God. The Pharisees were so religious on the outside and so rotten, let me use the word rotten, on the inside, until they did stink in the presence of God. And the Lord said, you are like a grave or sepulcher that is white and beautiful on the outside, but on the inside like dead men's bones. The Sadducees, they didn't even believe in the resurrection. They were a faithless generation. The scribes, people who copied down the Word of God and should have known it in detail, they would stand in the way like the lawyers of that day and wouldn't go in with their heart, with their worship, with their devotion, and they wouldn't allow others to go in also. So Jesus just stooped down and wrote on the ground. And as he did begin to write, their conscience began to burn them. Oh, they continued after he was writing the first time. They continued, what are you going to do? Well, shall we stone her? And they was not trying to do away with the woman. They were trying to do away with Christ. Let me ask you today, what's your motive when you fight the church, when you oppose that which is right, and you say all manner of evil against the people of God? Who are you really against? Are you against the people, or are you against Christ? Are you against his kingdom? Don't fight the only hope that you have. We are judgment-destined people. We're going into judgment one by one. It's appointed men once to die, after this the judgment. Don't fight against God. He's your only way out. Praise the Lord. Now today, even as I speak to you, Jesus Christ may be riding on the ground before you. Suddenly, your conscience is bothering you. You haven't been doing exactly right. You haven't been talking right, you haven't been living right, haven't been treating your family right, you haven't been treating your wife, your husband, your children, your mama, your daddy, you haven't been going to church, you haven't been praying. Oh, there's a many a thing that he can do just riding on your front yard, just telling you exactly where you stand. I don't know that he wrote anything. Oh, he might have. He might have written Sally Brown or Josie Smith or some other name. It might have cleaned these fellows' plow, if you know what I'm talking about. But I think he was just showing his humility and his unconcern, knowing their hearts, and his thoughts penetrated right down into their hearts. And one by one, they began to be convicted, and they saw themselves just as unclean, just as unholy, holy, just as worthy of death as the woman that they had been accusing. And Jesus looked up and said, woman, where are those that accuse thee? And she said, Master, I have none. He said, neither do I want to condemn you to death, neither do I want to stone you. Not that he had sin, because he is the one person that knew no sin. He was God made flesh, holy within and holy without. Praise the Lord. I hope as I speak to you today that he's riding on your front yard and your conscience is burning you up, because the same one was riding on the ground in the days of the little woman. He looked at her and said, woman, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So I'm telling you, friend, maybe you have been wrong. Maybe you've been in sin, laden in sin, but Jesus is telling you that from today you can have a new beginning. Now, it begins with faith. It begins with believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, believing to such an extent to repent to God by the death of Jesus Christ. Make your way to the church and be baptized in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. You know what the promise of God is? You shall receive the Holy Ghost. Well, I've got to quit you for today. Our time is gone. They won't let me keep on as much as I'd like to. This is Brother Rutledge again saying God's blessings on you until we see you again through the medium of radio or in the house of God.